This would begin. This would begin.
Yes.
Where is he?
You don't know if he is. Can you stand up? She has no new name.
Not new name.
Nilambudu.
She does not want his old name. She wants new name. Srimati Radhika is called Neelambari. Neelambari. Always using garments like the beauty of Krishna. So she is called Neelambari. So Neelambari Devi. You like? Neelambari Devi is... पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः. नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायके कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने सङ्कर्षणकारणतो यशायि गर्भोदशायि च पयोदशायि शेषस्य नित्यं संस्कृतनाम शरणं नमास्तु. टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे, द बर्थडे ऑफ श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु. ओनली थ्री डेज बिफोर द बर्थडे ऑफ Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. And today is the birthday of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. You know that Nityananda Prabhu, without Nityananda Prabhu, God cannot do anything. He is helpless. Though he is abode of all powers, Sarva Shaktiman, but yet he always depends on service of Nityananda Prabhu. When the Supreme Personality of Krishna wants to come in this world to sprinkle His mercy to all jivas, He comes with Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu. In any way, He will be there. Can you say, when Krishna in the shape of Narasimhadev came, how Nityananda Prabhu was with him? His all weapons, his everything was Nityananda Prabhu. When Ram came, his Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu came in the shape of Lakshmana. When Krishna came, he came in the shape of Baldev. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became in the shape of Nityananda. When he sleeps in the Karma Sagar, ocean of falls, then he becomes a Shesh, on which he sleeps and he serves. Lakshmi also serves there. So when Krishna wants to come in any way, anywhere in these worlds or anywhere, Baldev will come with him. When he was with Ram in Tretagi, Ram ordered so many things which was very, very painful to him. When Dasarath Maharaj told that you should go to bed, the forest for 12 years and you will be the king of Ayodhya, Ram gladly accepted this. But Lakshmana was not easy. He took his bow and arrow and told them, Ram, you should give me order. I will kill all. Even this lusty Dasaratha also. I think that he is not appropriate to be a father. You are my father and my elder brother. So you should tell me, order me. Fight against them and I will kill Maharaj Dasarath, Bharat and all other whole army. And he took his bow and stand up to Lord. But Ram said, don't do this. He was thinking, if he was not my elder brother, then I have done this, but I am bound to do like this. Obey. When he told, Ram told that Lakshman, take Sita. Forever I have left Sita, you should take with you Sita and give up in very deep forest. He wanted to question Ram, what fault is has done Sita? Why you are doing so? You are going to obey the orders of very nasty persons, lusty persons, like a worshipman, and you are not believing on the words of Maharaj Dasarath, Vasishtha, heir on the Agni, the fire goddess, and all the rishis like Narada and all. Wanted to question, what fault is has done Sita? But he cannot say. He must avoid it because the elder brother. So he accepted this, but very fine, thankful act for him. And then he took Sita. Not telling anything that I am taking you for, giving in the forest. All we will return tomorrow. After distributing cloths to Muni and Rishis, wives and ladies and their sisters. But when he went and crossed Ganges and went in the hut of Balmi, he began to weep loudly. Sita told, why you are weeping? He told that, I should die before telling this. My heart is made of stone or iron. So I am not dying. Ram has left you forever. And you cannot return to Ayodhya as his wife. Then Sita at once fell flat and Lakshman in the same state when she was senselessly returned, weeping. So he is telling himself, Now I will come with Ram. I will come with Krishna, but not as a younger brother. To obey. But I will order them, him. So I must come as a
elder
brother. I cannot bear this so painful day. So he came as a elder brother in Krishna pastime. And sometimes he rebuked Krishna, chastised, "Oh, you are doing wrong." Sometimes. But only to please Krishna. So again, he came when Krishna came in the shape of Gaurachandra, Sachinandan Gauri. He came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. About, I think, 10 years or like, he was elder than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has never met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachin Nimai Pandit. Inquired by who? Went for pilgrimage with a very renowned Ains saint. And he went over whole India, almost all holy pilgrimages. When he was in South India, Pandharpur, there is a place named Pandharpur, named with a saint. The name was Lakshmi Pati Tirtha, disciple in the line of Madhvacharya. Both saw to each other and both became friends. Krishna, Krishna to each other. After that, Nityananda Prabhu told that, "I want to take initiation from you. I have not taken initiation. You are my guru. What mantra you will give to me?" He tested. And said, "Perhaps this mantra you want to give me." And that mantra was plain Gopal mantra. No? Then he became so happy and told her, "How do you mean this? How do you mean this?" Then Baldev Nityananda Prabhu gave him darshan in the shape of Baldev Prabhu. And he climbed on the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. He took initiation by that mantra and he became renowned sannyasi. And he then alone began to travel everywhere. When he came in Vrindavan, he was searching, "Oh Kanai, where you are, where you are?" Kanai, you know? Kanai? Kanai means where you are. When he used to see deers running here and there, he began to run after deers. "Can you tell where Krishna is? Kanaiya is my elder, younger brother." When he used to see grazing cows, he used to take cows, his neck in his arms. Sometimes naked, quite naked, waiting so much. Sometimes running after cowherd boy, asking, "Where is Kanai?" Without Kanai, why you came? "I want to meet Kanai, Kanai." And began to bitterly weep and roll down on the earth. He went to a temple and he was calling Kanai, Kanai. A song came and told that, "Oh, your Kanai is not here now. Now he is taken birth in the other shell, and now he is Sachinandan, and he is in Navadvip, Mayapur. If you want to meet, you can go there. So he now began to go to Navadvip Dham. By the side of Yamuna River, he went to Prayag, and from there, he, by the side of Ganges, he came at last in Navadvip. There in a very solitary place on the bank of Ganges, Nandana Acharya. He was also a very good devotee. He went there. And he thought that I should not go to Nimai Pandit. He should come to me. It is Kanai. Kanai. I will believe when he will come himself to me and meet me. Otherwise, I will not go. If he is Kanai, then he knows everything. Past, future, Vartman, present, also he is powerful, he is Sarvagya,
all-knowing.
So he must know, why should I go? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Srinivas Acharya, his brothers and all others, so many devotees to such any Mahapurush. Mahapurush means?
Great personality.
Great personality.
Great personality.
Very good. Vaishnava has come. Try to search him and bring to me. They searched here, there in the bank of Ganges, in all devotees' houses. But they could not find. At last, evening they returned. Oh, we have not seen any newcomer, sadhu, sannyasi, or Vaishnava. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Pandit told, oh, yeah, I am going. And then he took all, like Gadadhar Pandit, and all other devotees, Sivas Pandit, and all others. And he straight went on the heights of Nandana Acharya. And he entered his house and saw a very beautiful, long arms, golden,
color.
Like golden mountain, very beautiful, weeping and telling, Krishna, Krishna, Kanai, Kanai. When Mahaprabhu saw, he at once become like dumb, and from there he was saying to him and he was saying to him. For a couple of minutes, he was full silent. And after that, Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurachandra at once run to each other and embraced so tightly and began to weep. He is telling Kanai and he is telling
Balai.
Kanai and Balai both were weeping bitterly. No sense at all where I am, what I am doing. And this they fell flat on the earth. After some time, the devotees helped them to come in senses. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the arm of Nityananda Prabhu and he brought in his house. After this, Jagai, Madai and all others, pastimes, Vyas Puja, after that, Sannyas Puja, after they went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, to Jagannath, in the midway, how Nityananda Prabhu broke his dunder, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left all the way to Jagannath Puri and he saw him, seeing, taking darshan of Jagannath. Oh, Vrajananandan, you are not a statue, you are yourself, Vrajananandan, Vrajananandan. And he met, at once suddenly tried to reach and meet Jagannath Dev. But in the midst, how Bhattacharya, Sadhu Bhattacharya came, and how he came, and how he took senseless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, and how he tried to teach him Vedanta, And partaking of that, how he returned, he was in Puri Rath Yatra, and how he again came to Navadvip and Bengal and wanted, used to preach over whole Bengal, especially to those who were fallen, so much fallen, out of caste, very poor. And he began to preach. After that, how he married with Jannama Devi and Vasudha Devi, Birchandra Prabhu Vishnu. How he took initiation from Jannama Devi. So we will all bear in mind. I will pray to whom? To whom I will pray to speak something. Maharaj should speak first. About Nityananda Prabhu.
Anisa, no.
Should come here. तुम लोग कैसे बैठता है, हमको एक आदमी को वहाँ पर शुड बी गिवन. आई थिंक दैट देर आर सो मैनी क्वालिफाइड पर्सन्स. ये शुड गो देर. यस, सो दैट ऑल ऑडियंस. यस, गिव मी, आई विल कैरी. टू मेनी थिंग्स. Nityananda Prabhu is Jagadguru. He is the himself Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu in Krishna pastime, he went to Nainsharanya. He saw that Lone Harsan Sur was giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam. All the rishis, maharshis stood up and did pranam to Baldev Prabhu. But Lone Harsan was sitting on the same Vyasasana and he did not do pranam to him, not welcoming him. Baldev Prabhu thought, he is not qualified to read Srimad Bhagavatam and to preach Bhagavatam. He knows me, not a very lower kind of etiquette. He thinks that I am very go-jati, so lower. And he thinks that I am very Brahmin. And I am so literate and I am so learned. I can tell Bhagavad, explain Bhagavad. But he told that you are not qualified. Be Bhagavad and then read Bhagavad. So he took his hand and by his hands, at once cut off his head and he was tired. All the rishis were wondering and then, oh, Baldev Prabhu, what you have done? Then he told that, what you want? Want that I should make him again, give his life. Then they knew the glories of Baldev Prabhu. No, we don't want, but how you will hear Srimad Bhagavatam? We at once took the son of Lone Harsan, Ukrasravanam, of age 5 years only. Not very close and like so. He was like a very ignorant person who was looking like. But he took and his make him sat on the Vyasasana and look towards him. And he inspired everything, all Vedas, all Srimad Bhagavatam, all Purans, Upanishad and everything, Smriti, Shruti, everything. Mahabharata, Ramayana and all these things. And he went at once and told some stuti of Baldev Prabhu. And he began to explain all these things wonderfully. So you should not see that Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu has not joined his school. And he was illiterate. But he is God of gods. He is Gurudev. He killed in Krishna pastimes Dhenukasura in the shape of an ash. Dhenukasura is ignorance. What ignorance? Those who don't honor Vaishnavas and think themselves devotees. Himself. They are all like Dhenukasura. If any Vaishnava coming in contact of association of any Vaishnava, he will be Vaishnava. And like Nityananda Prabhu has honored all devotees. Even those who are not devotees but they wanted to be devotees, he respected them. He brought in the shade of Krishna consciousness to all those who were neglected. All neglected. In India, the goldsmith, you know, and oil makers, betel nut makers, all there are in Sudh Rizal. At first, they had no right to read Ved, Upanishad and Vedanta. They cannot read. Ignorant. But Nityananda Prabhu told that, like Jagai Madai, they are most qualified to chant Harinam and to have Krishna pray. And to whom he saw, he gave initiation like tell Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama. So all over in Bengal, all those were fallen, very unvicious caste of persons, Nityananda Prabhu embraced them and inspired them all. Today we are doing some mistakes. We are disarmed, sincere and senior devotees. Whole life they have served Swamiji, they have served Radha Krishna and Gaur Nityananda for whole life from beginning. Anyhow, without reason they are being going to be neglected. I have also served so much more than anyone of his own. But I cannot go to take darshan anywhere. To whom I lay my samadhi of Swamiji in Mat Vrindavan. Door are closed. This is a very bad sign. By this we go to hell. There is some time. Yet we should try to correct all these things. We should know that we are whole in Mahaprabhu family. Those who have not taken any initiation but chanting Hare Krishna, they should be treated as the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those who are senior, sincere and loving, serving for so many years, they should be more respected. Otherwise, Vaishnava offense. And Nityananda Prabhu like Ramchandra Khan, in his last pastimes, last days, went in Bengal, in a place where very rich person, Ramchandra Khan, who wanted to
make fall down Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur went to the same place. That rich person didn't honor any of the devotee of Nityananda Prabhu, and he told that, get out from here. You cannot host in night here. Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh so loudly. Oh, devotees are not honored here. Devotees are disrespected here. So, we should not be here. We are going, but I will see, I am seeing that tomorrow Mohammedans will come armed and they will cut all, they will slaughter cows here, they will prepare milsa place, and whole family will be cut down. And he left the place, and the person not honoring Vaishnava devotees, next day they will slaughter it all, and the whole village became barren. So we should always remember Nityananda Prabhu. Don't disrespect any Vaishnava. This is the teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Always try to honor Vaishnavas. In what stage he is, according to Kanishtha, Madhyam and Uttam Adhikari. We'll have to know all these things. If you are not, then we are not devotees at all. For so what are we? Nowadays they are not going to be so strong in Vaishnava philosophy and also doing according to. We should try to establish us in all these teachings. Otherwise, only showing like bottle and telling to others, it will not do. So, we should try to understand all the teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Come with me in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling, oh, I am again meeting, I am meeting with same person. In separation mood, I am waiting for so many years and years. I brought my present. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became in the mood of Radhika and calling Krishna, Krishna, present. You are the same present. And he began to be in the mood of Radhika, and he felt like dancing. Nityananda Prabhu was there, but not touching. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shiva Sangam, he used to dance, and when he used to fell flat in the courtyard, Nityananda Prabhu, when he began to come in senses, then he used to touch, otherwise not. But nowadays we don't know all these things, and we do so many rasabhas. We keep Nityananda Prabhu with Radha and Krishna in the same altar, Jagannath in the same altar. You should know all these things in more superior, advanced devotees. With them we should read Chaitanya Charitamrita in the association of Vaishnavas. Bhagavad. Ja Bhagavad Pada Vaishnava. And that is why Nityananda Prabhu ordered Jiva Goswami to go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan. And learn all this astavik, Rupa and Sanatana. He inspired him. And he became so learned that in whole world at that time there was no any learned person like Yudhishthira. He defeated so many learned persons. How? Only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So, we should try to follow outwardly and inwardly Nityananda Prabhu. You know the song? Nitai Padaka. Oh, where she is? Where is Krishna? Nitai Padaka. And then we will see some boys. Drama,
perhaps. Yes, yeah.
All the children. Nitai Pada Kamal, one time.
And after that, we will see a group of children.
And then, so many bhaktas are there, they will just stay.
Are you going to say that? They will tell. Also, to speak with so much honor to Nityananda Prabhu, praying Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful that all the mercies of Krishna or Mahaprabhu gathered together and Nityananda Prabhu is there. He is telling to all persons without any cost and creed, rich or poor, so inferior or superior, Brahmins or Shudra,
scheduled caste,
anyone, male or female, boys or old, even to animals also, birds, he is telling. How he is telling? Come on. And he is raising his hands and telling like this. Yatheshtam re bhrata kuru hari hari dhvana varisham. Oh brothers, always tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Loudly and more loudly. Again and again. And you will be crossing the misery, the ocean of
death and birth.
Birth and death, sufferings and sorrows. And if it is not going so, then I am like a sawfish. I am telling you truth that you should one chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And I am giving, I am promising that for this I am liable.
Responsible
for this. You must have Krishna prema. Anyone has not told like this. Where? To each person's door he used to go. And personally he used to tell, I want this only begging. Jesus. I don't want anything. But we are now deviating from this line of Nityananda Prabhu. If you want Krishna prema, you will have to come in this line again. So Nityananda Prabhu saying, I am responsible for this if you are not getting Krishna prema. To each person seed. And in the last he is telling, Rasana Madharam Rasika Barasada Vaishnava Dhanam. Rasanamadharam Rasika Barasada Vaishnavadharam Patitataran Smarata Paramanityananda Ashtakam Jo Partija Tadang Vidvandache
Spuratutasthahidai.
Oh, you don't see that Nityananda Prabhu is only a mad person. He has not joined his school. He should know that he is Rasanam Adharam. He is Adhar.
Container.
Base.
Platform of all the Dasya as Baldev, Shakha as Baldev, Vasal as Baldev, and Manas in the shape of Ananga Manjari, the younger brother, sister of Srimati Radhika. He became to test this, to become the platform of this verse also. So don't think that Nityananda Prabhu only in male form sat in Krishna. In form only rasa, also in madhura. So rasa nama dharma, rasika bara. He was so rasi, he used to quarrel with Advaitacharya, you know, so many times with, like a struggling, sometimes giving Mahaprasadam here and there. Advaitacharya told him, what you are doing? You are no Vedic culture in you. You are always impure. Anyone does not know who is your father and mother and where is your abode. And you have come among us to take prasadam here. You have so much dare. You are avadhut. You have taken our caste, Brahmins. This. Nityananda Prabhu at once began to laugh. Ho ho ho. And told them, oh, Advaitacharya, I have heard that he is so learned person and that I know that he is not a learned person. He does not know anything. He is telling that by taking Mahaprasad, anyone loses his Brahman mode and he becomes low. He is doing offense in the lotus feet of Mahaprasadam. He does not know the real power of Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasadam is himself Krishna. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahma. Salpa Pannamatam Rajana Vishwasanai Vajayate. So they were quarreling. Sometimes they were quarreling in the big pond. Indradyumna Sarovar, giving water there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so great. You know, Rai Ramananda is short from Bhattacharya. So greatness person and so
great.
But they began also to quarrel like boys, giving water on each other. Also Nityananda Prabhu and Adaitacharya began to give water each other. And Nityananda Prabhu defeated Adaitacharya. He told that, I am an old person.
Drown me.
No. That I should die, make me die. So in these quarrels, so many good siddhanta were there. Full of. So Nityananda Prabhu, Rasana Madharam, Rasika, Bara Saida Vaishnavadana. He was Rasika. Who is Rasika Varmi? Giriraj Govardhan. But he is the root of all Rasiks. Without his mercy, anyone cannot be Rasika. Those who will pray Nityananda Prabhu for his mercy, there will be bona fide Vaishnava. But all this remind please, remember, don't criticize anyone Vaishnava. Don't even, otherwise Nityananda Prabhu will be unhappy and he will let give Krishna prem and they will be aparadhi.
Offended.
So try to all. Or who has taken shelter of Nityananda Prabhu Gopchandra. Treat him like Vaishnava. But anyhow, anyone is not following, we should pray only Nityananda Prabhu. That bestow your mercy, that he should be reformed again. Don't criticize, don't do anything against them. So always have faith on Nityananda Prabhu. Especially I am praying for you all and for my also. For whole world I am praying that Nityananda should bestow his mercy to all, that we should know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what is Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
He should give us ruchi in Krishna name, in Gaur name. Also, anyone has told in his prayer that Krishna and Krishna Dham and Krishna name, they have some vichar for this aparad.
They consider
whether he is namaparadi or not, dhamaparadi or not. But Gaur Nityananda nahi esa vichar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu has nothing to do with this. Even aparadi, they tell, oh Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Then the peace of mercy. So we should also be to be like that. If anyone does anything nonsense, we should tolerate and pray for him also. Don't have any enemy to them. Nothing. So be like Nityananda Prabhu. Follow his footsteps. And then Nityananda Prabhu will unconditionally he will
bestow
him. Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai. Gaur Premanande.
Sadas Mahamantra.
Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.